Afsana Begum lost her second son to jaundice just a month after he was born in a neighboring slum. Now pregnant again, she says she'll ensure her baby enters the world in a safer environment.
If you have a baby in the house, they only get a tetanus shot. If you have a child in a hospital, they will get all the necessary immunizations. That's why I think it's better to go to the hospital.
It's a message that Save the Children wants more expectant mothers to hear. The international non-governmental organization sounded the alarm this week with its annual State of the World's Mothers report, which says India accounts for 29% of all global first-day deaths. The three major causes of newborn mortality are preterm birth, severe infections, and complications during childbirth. Save the Children says these three alone account for 80% of all newborn deaths worldwide. In India, one of the major challenges includes a lack of access to proper medical care, including well-trained frontline health workers and appropriate facilities for childbirth. Save the Children sends a mobile clinic into this slum in North New Delhi once a week, so pregnant women who would normally have to travel 10 to 15 kilometers to the nearest hospital can meet with Dr. Veena Dhawan for crucial prenatal visits and basic education that can save a baby's life.
They don't know that we should have good nutrition and we should go and register in the hospital so that our delivery is conducted in the hospital safely. They usually get delivery done at home where there is no facility and the child dies due to infection also.
Save the Children says governments must step up to fight high infant mortality rates in South Asia by addressing issues like chronic malnutrition. The group says more than 1,000 babies die every day in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh due to preventable causes. Prema Sagar is here on this day to ensure her baby does not become a statistic.
I want my child to be born healthy and to have a normal delivery. It's my first pregnancy, and I want my child to be born in a hospital.
In India, the growing wealth disparity poses an even greater challenge. In its report, Save the Children says if all newborns in the country experienced the same survival opportunities as those from the richest Indian families, nearly 360,000 more babies would survive each year. Arup Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.